County Planning and Zoning Committee to order. Just a couple housekeeping things. Remember, we are a board of recommendation to the county commissioners, and their meeting on this matter is June 17th. And this meeting is, we have one agenda item. It's to adopt and approve a finding of facts document based on our decision that was made at our previous planning and zoning meeting. And this meeting is not open to public testimony. So with that, I will turn it over to Kyle. We received the document yesterday. He's made just a couple revisions to that, which he will cover. And then we will go through our finding of facts document.
Okay, so I will turn you to number 6, letter A, 5. Part of the criteria here is that the application itself doesn't substantially diminish or impair property values within the immediate vicinity. For those of you, I'm not saying that a gravel pit will increase your property values, but what this is saying is that there was no evidence submitted showing an impairment or an improvement. Okay, so that's one addition. The second item was under letter E, and that was stating that there was no written correspondence from Lake Eunice Township. I ixnated that for the fact that this morning I received a resolution from Lake Eunice Township that was passed last night at their meeting. It's resolution 06102025 stating the Lake Eunice Township Board hereby resolves that the Becker County Board of Commissioners take into serious consideration the concerns of the residents of Lake Eunice Township and their decisions to approve or to deny the CUP for Prairie Lake Investments LLC gravel mining operation, signed June 10th, 2025 by the chairman and clerk. So that line has been removed since we've now received that. And then the last addition was just a note at the far end after letter F, just stating the project did not meet the requirements for mandatory environmental review under Minnesota Rule 4410-4300, nor was a discretionary EAW requested. That's the three changes since you received this last night.
All right, thank you, Kyle. With that, we'll start under letter A. Aside from those changes that Kyle went through, is there any additions or items you'd like to open for discussion to add under letter A?
I've got a question. As far as what we can do here, is just corrections, or if we see errors in what we have.
Corrections, errors, or we can have a discussion if there's something as a group we don't agree with in the finding of facts that were adopted for us based on our feedback and the staff from planning and zoning.
So the one that I thought about when I made the motion, I didn't include that road, requiring them to have a road with the township.
Yeah.
I missed that. Remember the township did have that they would require, what did they call it, a road?
Road maintenance plan.
Road maintenance plan. There you go. Thank you. Okay. But yeah, so and I didn't require that in my motion. So somewhere I would like to address that if I can to assure that they do have a road maintenance. They said the owners plus the townships have already had the discussion, but I think we should make it.
So I got it under letter E, number 4. Commission recommends a condition that the applicant enter into a road agreement with Lake Eunice Township for increased wear and tear on Highmark Avenue and dust control. So that's in there.
Okay, perfect.
So we can't really, or we can't add anything to this that would be.
If you have a condition, yes, you can. You can suggest it. It has to be agreed upon by the whole commission board. So if you have a condition,
okay.
Yes, please speak up.
And then as far as people back here, they can't.
There is no testimony. It's just discussion of us here on the committee, Steve.
All right, just to clarify.
Okay, so under A, anything?
Good morning.
All right, let's move on to B. Under the applicant demonstrated the proposed mine
but not impede the development and improvement of surrounding properties for these following reasons. Any discussion?
So in this five-year plan that they have, is there like a topography map of how this is supposed, the end result of how it's supposed to look, or the lots laid out or anything like that?
There's nothing on lots. This is basically just about...
Just about the mining.
Just about the mining.
Okay.
If they're going to develop something else, they have to come back with that at a later time and how that's topography.
I just said something about the 20 acres, so I didn't know what they were.
No, that is not part of this application, so.
I had a question. I'm not sure where it's going to fit in here, but along that line, the amount of gravel that was going to be hauled out has been cut in half. And the plan somehow changed. And I was just wondering how that happened. And, you know, if so, how can they be half off or 50% off of their plan?
There was just original, so originally they looked at it, they had not done borings, they had, there was an estimate done. Then they've gotten better maps and better information prior to that night of our meeting. And based on that, when they did a little more research, they determined there was not as much aggregate there as what initially was thought. So based on testings, I don't know exactly what those were, but obviously the gravel people are, I mean, they use different methods, they do borings, and some of the material maybe wasn't usable. It's a quality thing as well, so.
So where did you get this information from? What was the source of?
An engineer.
Engineer.
Apex Engineering came up with the reduced amount of gravel on the site.
Okay.
So the contractor did it, and an engineer did it.
Yeah, so essentially I'm thinking the gentleman that presented that night, Tori Sonnenberg, went there, gave an estimate of what he thought there was there for gravel. Being that they have an engineer involved for a stormwater plan and for the preliminary plat process, once he did some further research out there by surveying and what have you, he cut that number in half. That came from Apex Engineering.
Okay. It would have been helpful, I think, if they would have explained that, what they did there and how that came about, because to me, sitting there and hearing what I heard, it was just like they just cut the amount of gravel in half and with no really explanation of that. So when big changes occur in plans like this, I think it would be important for the person, the applicant, to explain what those changes
are. We probably should have asked that question when he was before us last week, and then I'm sure they would have gave you an explanation.
Yeah, I tried to get at that question, and I probably should have waited until the commission had a chance to discuss, because I asked him why he had to take out as much gravel as he was attempting to do, and I got kind of cut off there. And so I should have waited until the appropriate time, but I was trying to get at that. And had I had a chance to finish, I think maybe we could have gotten to that point. But those types of things should be brought forward when there's big changes like that, just for future reference and making our job easier.
Well, I'll say that I don't think we asked the question, but it was stated in there that there was an initial estimate of 700, yep. Then they hired an engineer and they got
350. Then they come to...
That was in the minutes. They told you that, Steve.
Yeah.
So you don't need to ask the question. You were told that information and then absorb that information and make a decision.
And right.
So that was done.
And when a plan changes by half, I think we deserve some kind of an explanation on how that happened.
And you got it.
Let me finish. Right.
We're not going to have that discussion.
Let me finish
right
here.
You can finish your statement, but we're...
Okay. So that it doesn't look like it was a haphazard plan, not well planned out. And I think that makes things clearer for us, and it helps the applicant in what they're trying to do, make it better for them. And so all I'm asking here is that in this instance, it would have been nice to have clarification on why that happened. And in any future, big changes in a plan, we get an explanation, not just that it was done by an engineer. We need the clarification on why that happened.
All right. Thank you, Steve. All right. So anything else under B to add? All right. C, mine will have adequate utilities, roads, so drainage, and other necessary.
Can we go back to B?
Yeah.
Like you said, 5 years, right? Is there any ability for an extension on this or not? Or is 5 years a hard?
They have to come back. They go through this process all over again.
And following along with that, was the original applicant or application, was that for 5 years as well?
There was no timeline in it.
It was a temporary or something like
right.
that? So this 5 years is based on removing the 200,000 yards of gravel or rock.
And based on the motion and what was made that night.
What we
approved that night was a 5 year now.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So that's, okay.
That just supports that was part of the motion for the 5 years. Okay, anything else on that? Right, C. Any discussion, any questions? All right, then we'll move on to D. Demonstrate that there'll be adequate parking at the project. Obviously, parking is not a big part of this, so
no.
So we'll move on to C, or E, I mean. Any discussion on E, any of the items?
I have one on E, and we talked about this a little bit, the pulling out on the 138 from Highmark with that big hill to the east. Is that the area that we're talking about is going to be signed?
Yes.
For trucks entering or whatever that looks like, or whatever that is? And that meets all DOT and every county engineer specs for that? Because that is that.
There really isn't one, to my knowledge.
There isn't?
No. This would be something above and beyond. I don't. Cole, maybe you could speak to it, but I don't know of any requirements for that type of operation to have.
So that's just something
certain
this
signage.
Group
it's
is
above and beyond,
to
right?
Put on there?
Yeah, it'd be like a crosswalk or something signing it. It's just something this group would be asking or requiring them to do.
Basically, trying to address some of the safety concerns that have been brought up.
That is a safety concern.
Yeah.
And that's why we're putting that on there.
Yeah. You know, a tandem truck pulling out in there, one thing, that's bad, but if there's the semis and stuff, there's no way they can make a right turn without pulling into the, unless they do something with the road there.
Yeah. Yeah, so outside of.
Hill, it happens quick.
Yep.
That is.
Outside
this
of.
This is enough to address what the conversation we're having here.
Well, it'll be a decision for you next week, but outside of regrading 138, I don't have another suggestion for you. I mean, I'm open to them, obviously. But
you see it a lot, Phil, you know, when there's logging operations or temporary gravel ones that are going on, I usually put the signs of caution, truck hauling, you know, because you come around a corner in different areas, it's for a temporary situation, it's the best thing to propose.
It wasn't around the back side of this, but is there any other way that there's access to a road?
We're going south down by the golf course.
Would that be a safer route? I don't know where that is. I can't remember exactly where that is because I'm not familiar with that area, but is there any other way out of that?
Half a mile, three quarters of a mile to the south, and then there's another road going east and west, kind of basically right down on the county line.
Is that something that could be looked at or considered as far as?
I would guess basically depending upon where they plan to haul to, sometimes they will go that way, but.
Oh, you're right. Anytime they have a customer in Otter Tail County, they're going to go south.
They're going to go that way. Exactly.
Okay.
I was thinking more for the people that are using that road than, you know, a gravel truck coming out that little lower hill there and what they're gonna run into. So it's a safety concern for the people in the area using that road versus maybe coming out somewhere else.
Well, no, I don't think they can come out anywhere other than on Highmark, but I don't think Highmark has got that much traffic coming. It's gonna have some. The main area is the road to the north, as Phil was talking about, or the one to the south. That's where they're gonna realistically hit the asphalt roads where people are going at a higher rate of speed and the trucks are coming out and moving slow to begin with. That's a valid concern.
Anything else under you? Well, move on to F, which is obviously deals with shoreline and say it's not within 1,000 feet of a lake or 300 feet of a river. So then the final note is the project does not meet the requirements for the mandatory environmental review, which Kyle stated earlier. So we have now reviewed the document. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I got one thing. I know there was a gravel pit out on Highway, out on Highway 10, towards Crazy. You get right by the lake. There's a road that goes towards Crazy, that back road through there, and we put a gravel pit, or permitted a gravel pit in there. And I think the board changed the timing on that. I remember it from when we had approved, they cut the hours down, time of operation. And I know we talked about that. Is there some way can we discuss the timing of operation here now or not?
Yes.
We can have that discussion. Because I believe the original motion was from what?
Seven to six. Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And with the one that went.
I'm going to pull that up, Steve. I'll tell you what it is.
Why don't you check it out and see? Because I thought the county board changed the time of operation on that.
And they can again on this one. You know, that's just what we kind of recommend.
It's just what we recommended. So,
yeah. Steve, in your mind, what hours do you think would be more palatable for discussion?
Four, like I talked about at the meeting, because, you know, if it's going to happen, people have gotten work by 8 and they aren't home yet at 4, and that allows for a safety issue to be kind of half taken care of if those trucks are not on the road from 7 to 6. If it's 8 to 4, it does help the people who do travel that road and live in that area. It does make their trip safer, and that's kind of the concern, you know, that the people that turned out to that meeting, their big concern was safety, one of their big concerns. And this 8 to 4 would help accomplish that. We did it once before. Evidently, you
go find that out. And I don't disagree with you, Steve. I think some control on hours, like I say, is required. What those exactly are. But if you eliminate 2 hours a day that they can haul out of there, you also drag out the time frame that this is there. You know, I want it done safely and get those trucks in and out of there, but I also want it done in as fast a manner as possible, because this isn't a long-term gravel pit. That isn't the plan for this property. So in trying to respect the people's lives who live right next door, get back to normal, and you know, 2 hours a day doesn't seem like a lot, but you add that up over 1 week, that's 10 hours. That's a whole day each week, essentially, they miss that can drag this out too. I'd rather make sure this is done in that timely manner, that nobody's standing back in front of us 5 years from now going, well, because of the time restraints or whatever reasons.
Yeah, and then we're in the situation Phil's asking, are they gonna come and ask for an extension?
Right, I'd rather see that it gets done in a timely manner. Hopefully they get it done faster. And then what's the balance of that time frame? You know, is it 7 to 6? Is it 8 to 5? Is it, you know, there's not an exact right number. Some of these people don't necessarily leave during the day either, right? So. So.
Is that something the engineer, if you were to ask that person to come up with some numbers for, in this case, it would be the board to look at?
I don't, it's not an engineering thing.
No, it's up to us.
It's up to us. And like I say, we're trying to balance two parts to this, so.
Okay, so is there somebody who can look at the math on this thing? What I've done is it's 200, somebody can kind of check me here. There's 200,000 cubic yards of dirt or gravel going to be taken out. There was that effort.
I said 350.
But some's going to stay on site. There's 350,000 available.
Right, but there's only 200,000 are going to be actually hauled out of there.
Yes.
So that's a good.
We don't know that.
So.
We don't know what's going to be hauled out of there.
We're approving 350.
You're approving a 5-year timeline, what they can haul out of there. We know that there's going to be a considerable amount staying on the property for roads and grading, so, but
anyway, I'll finish with your math.
I'll put the word approximately.
Yes.
And so how much gravel can a truck haul? 15 cubic yards?
Depends what kind of truck it is.
Right.
Okay, so is that an average? They can't, they usually don't make them bigger than 15.
Oh yeah, semis they do.
Tandem is 15.
Yeah, tandem to 15. If they're running semis, you're running at 30.
So if I use 15 cubic yards per truck,
that'd be the most trucks.
It'd be an estimate. All right, that's 1,666 truckloads a year. Okay, 277 truckloads per month, 14 truckloads per day, if you figure 20 days a month, and that's 14 in and 14 out. So it's 28 vehicles per day going in and out of there. And so if we cut the time down, you know, this kind of gives you a rough estimate of the number of trucks per day and how that could impact the number of trucks per day, then we could be looking at an extension. At that point, I think maybe that would be a better option as far as looking at safety goes. The number of trucks going in and out of there, and the people's concern, you know, so far we're ignoring, I think, a lot of the concern that they presented. And like I said at the meeting, it's like we don't care what they think, we're going to allow this anyway. And that's a general statement.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't speak on behalf of the board like that, Steve, please.
Okay. Yeah, if you have a suggestion.
If you have a suggestion on a number, please keep it to the specs.
I would just suggest it. Okay.
So I did the math here, and based on the math, I think it's reasonable that they can get that 200,000 cubic yards out of there over a 5-year time period. It amounts to 14 trucks in and out, or 14 per day out, and 14 per day in. And that would be reasonable, I would think. And so if they need an extension at the end, and there's some downside to that, I hear what you're saying, but maybe they can get it done in that 5-year period. And maybe there isn't 200,000 yards that they have to move. There might be more. But I think it should be, you know, an option to change the timing from 8 to 4, and then if they don't complete it, and they're going to have some way of keeping track of how many truckloads per day that they haul out of there, I would think. And if they don't complete it, then we give them a year's extension, and it makes it safer, for the area. Gives people traveling from 8 to 4 some kind of reprieve on when they're going to work and when they're coming home from work. I would recommend 8 to 4 based on the numbers and the concerns that people have and the concerns. I think it would work.
Great. Thank you, Steve. So Steve has brought up some discussion on changing the hours to 8 to 4. Open it up to discussion.
Well, then Tori was saying it would be 2 weeks for crushing a year estimate. I was just thinking let's do 7 to 6 on the crushing part of it. Just get a minute out of there. I'm talking the crushing part.
Yeah, because if they have mobile equipment, they want to move that right. Equipment. I mean, that's, right. That their goal is.
And I think honestly, everyone here, that's the biggest concern.
Crushing is going to be the biggest issue.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they're going to want that done as quick as possible. And if we're going to try and get it so that it's done before Memorial Day and or after Labor Day, then the window, especially with road restrictions, starts to get tight in the spring. I think we let them run a little longer during that time so they're in and out of there.
Yep.
And not make any more of a nuisance to the people that are in the area. So and then after that,
for the crushing. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I guess I'd like to hear what this one is crazy. That's even
7 to 7.
7 to 7, and then if we go to Metri's pit guy, we can all talk about Metri. He's in an urban area,
right?
Right, neighbors all over around there on 54, and we didn't constrain him to that. So I don't think constraining him this gravel pit to 8 to 4 is impacting any pit. I mean, that doesn't make sense is what I'm getting at. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if we can do it on 54 in a neighborhood, we can do it anywhere in this county. So.
Because there's a lot of traffic.
There's there. A lot of traffic on 54.
There is.
I mean, you have to go talk about traffic counts.
Yeah.
I mean, why did the county invest that much money in that highway and do curb and gutter and safety and shoulders? And I mean, that's probably one of the most improved roads in this county from a county perspective, other than County 6.
Yeah.
And we allowed it for a longer period of time than 8 to 4. And I mean, yes, there was concern from the neighborhood. I agree, but it was, again, get it over with. Because I think his was a 5-year plan also. So.
Which end of that 8 to 4, if you went from 7 to 4 or 8 to 5, is there a better choice there?
I would guess more, don't you think the guys want to start early and finish earlier? I mean, start early in the morning. Did you do the temperature?
Yeah.
7 to 4, 7 to 5?
Yes, I think more, like I say, 7 to 5 is probably more of a, you know, if I was.
When people get home from work, they want to be sitting out on their deck. They don't want to be listening to the noise.
Right.
7 to 5. I think that would be a compromise.
So crushing is 7 to 6 and the operation itself is 7 to 5.
See, this is where it'd be nice to be able to ask the question to the people that live out there, what their opinion is would be most convenient for them.
Well, no hours.
So. Yeah. But Steve, so the people that live out there, there's opportunity for them to give some testimony at the county commissioner meeting,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we have representatives here. So some of these questions then can be asked. Like I say, we're having a discussion today, but like I say, we're not. This is an open to testimony from the public.
It's only a recommendation.
It's only a recommendation. So yeah. Then that's why they sit in on these meetings, so they hear these discussions. So,
if we were to recommend, just as an example, 7 to 5. Then that would go to the board?
Correct.
Okay. And then they could adjust and modify that as they saw fit?
Correct.
Okay. So from the perspective of what they had, 7 to 6, I think 7 to 5 is a better option, and it helps the people out there with some of their concerns. I would recommend that we look at, I know there's not support here for 8 to 4, but 7 to 5, there seems to be some support. So I would recommend that we pick that one.
So Steve, you have the option. So to make this recommendation, you can make the motion that we change it to 7 to 5 for operations. And then the other thing we're addressing is the crushing from 7 to 6. you can make that motion and we can adopt that here to make that change as a recommendation to.
I would make that motion.
All right. So I have a motion by Steve.
Those two items.
To change operations to 7 to 5 and have crushing from 7 to 6, following the other guidelines of Monday through Friday. Do I have
so a? So we're adjusting section 6A, I'll say item 1 for limited hours of operation from 7 to 5 p.m. And then section 4 will be 7 to 6 for crushing.
Correct.
I'll make that second.
All right, I have a motion and a second for those changes. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right, any other discussion? We've been through the document. Otherwise, then we need a motion to approve.
Make a motion, Mr. Chair, to approve the amended document for this previous passed motion.
Okay, got a motion by Craig. Do I have a second? Got a second by Harvey. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
By Harvey, second. Kim. Meeting adjourned.